Hi, Valerie.
Hi.
We haven't started yet, but we're just waiting for the chair to bang the gavel.
Oh, okay.
Understood.
Alan's here, too.
Good morning, Alan.
Morning.
Ready?
Yeah.
We're mute.
All right, let's get this going. I want to bring the Tonopah Town Board Budget Workshop for February 20th, 2026 to order. Please join me in the pledge.
The what? Oh, I don't
know. Where'd our
flag go? I don't know.
Got it? Somebody help you?
Somebody didn't put the flag in.
Oh, is it back there?
Oh, there it is.
Oh, we got it.
Down in front, I can't see.
Oh,
all right. Pledge allegiance to the flag
of
the
United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Okay, item number one, public comment, 3-minute time limit per person for matters both on and off the agenda. No action will be taken by the board. Do we have any public comment?
The Tonopah Muckers won last night 35-33, and they are going to the next game. They play Hawthorne tonight at 8:30. If they win, they're playing for state. So
that's great.
I left the party at halftime, and I said, I can't watch this. We were up 8-2 in the first quarter. Then we were down 16-8 at halftime, and I thought it was over. They come back and won. So
what is this, basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're in state right now.
And where do they play tonight?
It's all in Reno.
In Reno?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they play Hawthorne. So.
Well, this is state, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then if they beat Hawthorne, then they go to the championship game. Okay.
I felt the same way yesterday. I watched the Olympic girls hockey team take the gold against Canada in overtime. Yeah, so. Okay. Anybody else for public comment? Okay, if not, let's move on to item number two, discussion, budget workshop, all town, Tonopah Public Utility Department's funds for fiscal year 2026-2027.
Hi.
Morning, Becky.
Hi. I wanted to let everybody know at 10:15 I do have a gentleman calling in to give a short presentation by Zoom, so we'll have to halt for him, but other than that, I was going to just start with the general fund revenues and say that we're doing really well on our income and revenues there. We came in at over a half a million more than what was budgeted. So if you look at all but 15% of it was taxes collected.
Can everybody hear Becky?
Property taxes here. Property taxes,
there we go.
Centrally assessed, room tax, and consolidated tax. So of the $2,352,741 that we collected in revenues, $1,997,437 was from taxes collected. Does anybody have any questions on our revenue? We're doing well on that in general fund. And
exceeding the projection on revenues is always a wonderful thing.
Always. And I always budget low on revenues, but just because I would rather make sure we have enough than not make what was budgeted. But on page 10, it gives you just a brief outline.
Becky, I'm sorry. Can we just back up? I have one question.
Go ahead.
What are the miscellaneous charges for services?
Okay. That is, what page are you on?
Pardon me?
What page are you on?
The general fund revenue.
Seven.
On page
no,
seven?
No, it's on.
Page 10.
Page 7.
Okay. Miscellaneous revenues there. We have a risk management fund that is being set up. The county has not set it up, so almost 9,500 of that is going to be transferred to that.
But what
It was for that, Joe, what's that gazebo?
Adelaide White settlement for the gazebo.
No, this is a charge. It says miscellaneous charges
for
services.
On fiscal year 24-25, not the current fiscal year.
Right.
The last year, that was our bank fees.
It was our what?
Bank fees get charged there.
Bank fees.
Oh, bank fees. Okay. All right. Thanks.
Can you hear me?
Do you want...
Yeah, I might. Better take that. I wanted to give everybody enough microphones, but...
That's okay. We'll figure it out.
There's supposed to be seven, right?
No, one doesn't
work. Oh.
So,
Thank you.
But that's what that is. And then the charges for services, that was an error on the county's part. And I believe Dan MacArthur's fixing that.
Okay.
They reversed something twice that they shouldn't have. And as you can see on a five-year history, we're averaging over $2 million in revenues. We have consistently over the past 5 years grown a little bit more in revenues collected in most categories, but we still need to be cautious and be careful on what we spend. Does anybody have any questions on the revenues? On page 10 is the breakdown of fiscal year 24-25 because that's a full complete year. And we came in $316,000 on room tax over. On the consolidated tax, I wanted to let you guys know the state switched their system, so they are about a quarter behind.
Hey, Becky, what is the reason for the significantly over forecast revenues for gaming licenses? You budgeted it at $12,000 and it came in at $32,760.
I do not know.
I can tell you what that is.
What?
The station house had to finally pay their doggone. Oh, there was a big to do up there.
Yeah.
Yes, so.
I didn't think their gaming fees, because this money comes from the county.
Yeah, and we've not had this
behind.
Much before, but yeah, it is significantly higher this year. Or last year, I should say, sorry. Let's see. Any other questions on the revenues?
Mm-mm.
Okay. On the general fund, part of your backup is the payroll report from Paypoint HR, and we'll go over that as we're going through each department because I broke it down.
Valerie Nallen
has left.
Breakfast.
Anyway, I've broke it down by department and by position for everybody if you're interested in that. The admin budget came in $143,000 under budget. And on the next page I have professional services because you guys usually like to look and see what's there. And I understood I understand the Central Nevada Museum may need additional funding this year.
Well, yeah, we'll talk. I don't know when you want to talk about
that. Well, that would be under the admin budget, but we've got 5 minutes before that guy's going to be dialing in. But so,
I became aware last year that Commissioner Koenig in Pahrump wanted to... He wants to take the tax rate away from the museums and put it back in the general fund and have the town of Pahrump fund the Pahrump Museum through room tax. And he didn't say anything about Tonopah. But, Becky, this is one thing I need to talk to you about. And I've already talked to Dan MacArthur several times, and the treasurer called me this morning. I didn't bring any of my paperwork with me, but that fund was, the tax rate was set in 1981, I think, for the museum. And at that time, there was only one museum.
Ours.
Yeah, the Central Nevada Museum. So 100% of the revenue from that tax rate came to the Tonopah Museum. Then the Pahrump Museum opened, and the commissioners decided that what they were going to do was they were going to split the revenue 50-50. And then Pahrump said they weren't getting enough money, so then the commissioners came back in and split it 60-40.
Yes.
And now they're talking about, I think, but I'm really not clear on this, about eliminating the tax rate. So, Becky, if you could, the recording for the Board of Commissioners meeting for Wednesday is up on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to the agenda item for the budget. And the comptroller presented all the tax rates, and her recommendation was that there are no changes. Don't make any changes. Just leave everything the way it is. And I thought, oh, my God, we dodged a bullet. Well, then Commissioner Koenig said, wait a minute. I want to do something with this museum funding. But it wasn't clear to me what he's proposing, because he said something about taking, because he doesn't want the money coming out of the general fund. And I'm thinking it's, and this is, I told you all that to tell you this. So, Becky, it's not coming out of the general fund. It is a special revenue fund. It's
correct.
A tax rate.
Correct.
And I looked at the enabling resolution from 81. The only thing that goes into the general fund from that is if there's any interest. When the money goes into the fund, any interest that's generated goes into the general fund. But the tax rate is totally separate from general fund revenues.
For the
so
county,
I don't
yeah.
know what he's talking about.
Yeah, he's
what
not
he wants
correcting.
To do is he wants to take that revenue from the museums, put it into the general fund, and then not take anything out of the general fund.
He
so that just gives
yeah.
them more money.
Yeah, I know. But I've talked, like I said, several times to Dan MacArthur about this, and the money that's generated from that tax rate countywide, it's less than $100,000. That's not going to make or break the county. That's not going to help the county at all. But please watch that portion of the meeting. It was very confusing to me because they were talking about removing Pahrump and having Pahrump funded by room tax, but not doing anything to Tonopah. But I just want to make sure. And the treasurer agrees with me. I said they cannot just address this, what they think is a revenue issue, through the budgetary process, because that fund and that tax rate was established by resolution.
That's right.
So they would have
to
repeal or amend.
I believe that actually went to a vote, didn't it?
I thought it went to a vote of the people.
I thought it did too.
But Corey told me, Corey Friedhoff, the clerk, told me she can't find anything, and she had gone back pretty far. She cannot find a ballot question. But then when I looked at the enabling resolution, it said that pursuant to an NRS, whatever NRS it was, that county commissioners have the authority to establish a tax rate for a county museum.
Hi, Becky.
Hi. We'll be right with you. Oops, sorry. We'll be right with you.
That they have
sure.
the authority to establish a tax rate for a county museum.